This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about an ICU nurse who was named Miss Nigeria USA in 2017. When a patient was dying of COVID-19, Nurse Idera Inokon sang a hymn over FaceTime with his wife. Stay tuned to hear more.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christians delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, SAWVELLE.com, /our-eyes-r-on-u.
As a COVID-19 patient was dying, ICU nurse Idera Joy Inokon sang the hymn Alpha and Omega with the patient's wife over FaceTime. BP News reports that the patient, who was only 45 years old, was intubated and unconscious as he lay dying in a Brooklyn hospital. Inokon, who won Miss Nigeria USA in 2017, says she and her team did all they could to save the patient's life. But, she says, in the end, we just had to give it into the hands of God. The lyrics to the popular hymn say, "You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory." Inokon works full-time as an ICU nurse and part-time as a nurse practitioner, all while running Be Well Foundation, the nonprofit she founded in 2018. Through this nonprofit, she works to serve poor communities in the U.S. and Nigeria. The pandemic has taken a toll on healthcare workers, driving some to even commit suicide. But as a Christian and member of the Bridge Church in Brooklyn, Inokon says she is relying on faith and grace to make it through the coronavirus crisis. In an emotional Instagram post, Inokon described coming home from a long shift at the hospital one day and breaking down in tears. She wrote this, "I just kept asking myself, why are you crying, Idera? We have travel nurses to help now. You took a lunch break today. They said the ED isn't as crazy as before. Why are you sad?" And all I kept thinking was about the CNN article headline, "Nearly all COVID-19 patients put on ventilators in New York City's largest health system died, study finds." And although it wasn't my hospital in the article, I started to cry for how accurate it was. How we still have 120 patients on ventilators, fighting for their lives." End quote. Yet through it all, Inokon is clinging to scripture. She tells BP News that her anchoring scripture since the beginning of the pandemic was 2 Chronicles 20:1-3. In that passage, ancient Israeli King Jehoshaphat was afraid that an army was going to attack him, but he was determined to fear the Lord. He called for a fast throughout the land of Israel and put people's attention back on God. Inokon says he knew it was only from the Lord where he would get the wisdom of how to operate, how to function, how to thwart the attack. End quote. Listeners, my prayer for you today is that just like Inokon, you would cling to scripture through the rest of this pandemic and afterward. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more news stories from a Christian perspective.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose.
Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.